Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 21st of February, recording at 9:55 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. In Asia, stock markets were mostly steady, and that included both the China indices and also India. European stock markets, on the other hand, started steady following Europe, and also the Greek agreement, but then closed the day out with small losses. These were all of a 0.5% or less. And the Americas, Wall Street was at modest gains early on, then lost them, and then recovered to close mixed, in that the NASDAQ was down a fraction, but the S&P was up nearly a point, and the Dow up 15 points, so tiny gains overall. Best among the Americas was Canada, up 1.32%. And in long-dated government bonds, prices mostly weakened further. And the exception in Europe was, I'm talking about the futures prices here now, and the exception was UK gilts, which saw a small gain. The US dollar index was a fraction easier. Hard to see where that actually occurred, though, because the Aussie's a little lower, 106.63. The euro is down just a fraction at 132.34. And sterling at 157.80. That's also down 71 ticks. But no real drama there. In commodity markets, we had a surge in platinum. That was helped by labor strikes at the biggest South African mine. And that also pushed palladium prices higher. But gold had a good day here, as did silver. Silver's up over $1.11. And gold bullion, as I speak, is at $17.59.25. Now, crude oil is eyebrow raisingly firm, 105.50 for the WTI, but the more important Brent is at 121 and change. Industrial metals were higher across the boards. Not a bad day by copper here, which had slipped last week, but copper's up over 11 cents here today to 383. Among the losers, there weren't that many. Grains and beans were easier today. So was natural gas, and so was lumber. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, the stock markets have continued to climb the wall of worry. And the Greek situation is not bad for sentiment. For Europe, there might be a little bit of it's better to travel than to arrive here in terms of the announcement, because having seen a reasonable announcement, people will then say, well, okay, now where's the deal going to spring a leak first? Well, stand back from it a little bit, and overall my view is that a crisis contained is a crisis that we can largely overlook. It is certainly not a crisis resolved, as you know, but so long as it's contained, businessmen and investors in other countries can get on with their work. The sentiment is pretty uniformly bearish regarding Greece's ability to deal with the austerity programs while also generating some growth. Now, the reason for that is because part of the austerity program means lower wages, and so that cuts spending. But Greece is not entirely a consumer-supported economy, so with a little bit more imagination in terms of their tourism and some decent marketing there, I don't see any reason why the Greeks aren't as capable as anyone else of terms of generating some growth. But this needs to come largely from its tourist industry plus some exports, which include foods. Okay. Now, the upward trends for so many of these stock markets are incredibly orderly. You see those best in terms of this year's price action on daily charts. And you have a lot of these little staircase upward trends, and they're very, very similar. Now, it won't be hard to miss a change in that environment when supply eventually catches up with demand. And when that happens, and remember, we've had 7 weeks and counting of uninterrupted gains here. But when supply and demand level out and we get a little bit more choppy action, whether it's just due to buyers, there are a few less buyers willing to bid the markets higher and a few more people perhaps to take some profits, or whether there's an event, when people worry about the price of oil, or blink over the price of oil, or something else remains to be seen. But I think there are good grounds for thinking that we're not likely to see a great deal more than a pullback and consolidation here, and provided those are contained within the now rising 200-day moving averages, it will certainly pose no threat to the cyclical bull, which we've been describing for a while. And in fact, it would actually strengthen it. So the action has been good. Let's not. I don't think any of you would be complaining about the strength of these stock markets overall. But given the bearish consensus on from so many commentators at year end, I've mentioned this before, of course, but I think a lot of people are just bemused by the strength of markets. But trading ranges, breakouts or breakouts from choppy trading ranges, do often produce consistent performing trends, as delegates to the chart seminar will know. So, I like the action. It's hard to fault stock markets overall beyond this short-term overbought, but that's more of a reason not to chase stocks too much higher than to take a lot of money off the table. For instance, I could look at India, which has been the second best performing stock market in US dollar terms this year. The best one has been Egypt. Can you just imagine? But India, up over 30% in US dollar terms this year alone. Now, should I grab part of that? Well, I don't think so. Because, okay, the chances of it continuing this unbroken trend of weekly gains is not that great. But if it did, went up another, say, 8, 9, 10 weeks in a row, and that's not impossible here in an environment, then I would find myself with a lost opportunity. And whereas I think the downside risk is just a short-term consolidation within the new overall upward trend, building support for another run to the upside, I'm certainly going to stay with it. And that applies to the other positions that I hold in here. And I think it applies to stock markets here generally. I like the action to repeat myself. Now, precious metals, this is an awfully good day. Upward dynamics, albeit within ranges, well, it's taken platinum out of the range, but that had the labor unrest. But gold and silver, upward dynamics within those ranges. And that really does suggest that they're going to break out to the upside, and we would need to see closes beneath at least yesterday or today's lows to offset that offset that prospect. Industrial metals, which had been a general, were certainly underperformers last year, and then after a good rally in January, saw some erosion of gains in February. Look to me to have hit their reaction lows and may actually firm up here once again. Crude oil, I've already covered in my introduction, prices are too high. Bonds, as confidence in equities improves, and to the extent that people interpret that as a forerunner of somewhat better GDP growth, and that's not an unreasonable conclusion, then I think there's going to be less interest in the safe haven, long-dated, so-called safe haven, long-dated government bond prices. We still have QE supporting these markets, which makes them dangerous shorts. So I really make these points more on the basis that we're likely to see money shift from fixed interest to equities rather than the other way around. And on that note, all the best. It'll be an early completion tomorrow because I've got a concert. Cheerio.